Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, we're going to be talking about the new updates on the lab-grown human organs. Oh, yeah. Interesting stuff. You'll be amazed. Also, we're going to talk about longevity, how we maybe could live longer, maybe some prostate health and vision health. We'll see how the hour rolls. We got a quack report, and before we do that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm always lifting them up in prayer, and as you know, I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you do, too. And today's devotional has us back in Proverbs, and this is chapter 2, and here we are in verse 6, and the Lord says, he gives wisdom out of his mouth, and also comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, and he is a buckler to them that walk upright. He keeps the paths of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. And then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. Amen to that. Stay on the good path because that's the way. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. I didn't hear quackers, Frank. Did they go out? You must have hit the button. Okay, so Frank's putting me on mute. All right. First up in the quack report, summer heating up, people rolling out the grills, and, you know, they're getting those cranked up. And, you know, I don't know about you, Frank, if you eat a lot of cooked meat on barbecue grills, but here's a report out of the American Heart Association News. They say there was a study. They were checking to see if there's connection between eating grilled meats that are with high temperatures and how that relates to people with hypertension. And so they said out of 100,000 participants in their study, they say they confirmed that if you eat grilled meat, it will increase your risk of developing high blood pressure. So people in the study said that they grilled meats at least 15 times a month. And Frank doesn't grill so much, he says, but he likes barbecue. He likes grilling. You king of the grill, Frank? Most guys are. All right, so a 17% increase of getting high blood pressure if you're eating 15 meals off the grill each month, apparently. All right, moving along the quack report. Here's a report that says rats are better tuberculosis detectors than standard tests. Yeah. Scientists discovered that our lab rats have an uncanny ability to sniff out disease, especially with children. When kids are sick, tuberculosis killed about 1.3 million globally in 2016, and out of that, 130,000 were children. So researchers at Tanzania's Sokoine University of Agriculture, they were interested in the possibility of finding different ways to detect tuberculosis, and they found out that rats can indicate, you know, because we send off a different smell when we're sick. So they said that during the clinic setting of testing, they picked out only 34 cases among the children 1 to 5, but the rats found an additional 23 cases. So they were a little bit more fine-tuned. Also, when they checked under advanced fluoroscope techniques of the microscope, they actually could confirm what the rats found. So they had missed 23 cases without the rats there. Among children 6 to 10, smear tests found 94 cases of tuberculosis, but the rats picked up an extra 35. In adolescents, the smear test picked up 775 cases. The rats caught an additional 177. And while in adults, smear tests found 7,448 cases, but the rats found an additional 2,500 more. So those olfactory nerves, you can't beat that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, they say you may want to limit your intake of tomatoes, potatoes, peppers, and eggplants if you tend to suffer from chronic pain. They say that these nightshade plants can contribute to a lot of inflammation. So the nightshade plants, as we mentioned, it's a family of plants. There's like 2,000 species in this family of nightshade plants. So this plant group inhibits what is called glycoalkaloids and also steroid alkaloids such as solene coming from potatoes and eggplants as well as tomatoes. And also inhibits nicotine in tobacco and also the capsaicin in your garden peppers, which tend to be cousins of nightshades. Also blueberries and huckleberries and goji berries, they tend to be cousins as well. So heavy consumers of these types of nightshade sources have more inflammation in their joints And if they stay off of the plants, they may still have joint pain for up to 3 months. So the inflammation and pain is associated also with arthritic patients. So if you're arthritic and you haven't gotten any relief and you want to just experiment with your diet a little bit, a lot of times we're allergic to our diets. So give it 3 months, though, 3 whole months, to see what happens. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about the lab-grown human organs. You know, I've talked about them from time to time, but we got some new updates here coming out of the scientific world. Now, according to science, progress is being made in laboratories with regard to producing replacement organs. And science has had to resort to growing organs in the lab due to a shortage of donated human organs, in addition to the increase in diseases that are damaging organs. Now, science has been, you know, culturing cells in the lab for things like this since the 1990s, so it's been a long process. So we're going to see what's up in this specialty field of science and how we can protect our original organs. Now, organs and beyond, you know, we got Bed Bath and Beyond, but hey, there may be soon a store that's organs and beyond. You know, with the speed in which medicine is progressing in making human organs available for replacement, we may at some point see a drive-through menu of organs that you'd like to purchase. Now, most drive-throughs today have those combo menus, and you could see something maybe similar with regards to replacement organs. You know, just imagine a combo number 3, which may include a liver, a gallbladder, and maybe one lung. And if you need 2 lungs, well, then you'll have to supersize your order. So besides all this tongue-in-cheek humor here, medicine is working on being able to replace more than just major organs. So they're looking at skin, bones, neurons, blood vessels, as well as blood and your immune system cells. Those are all up for grabs in this field to any scientist who can perfect the process of manufacturing them first. Yes, Frank's got his drive-through order. He says a kidney with a side order of liver. No onions with that liver there, Frank? You sure? Okay. All right, we're going to talk about the master cell, because recently, heads up, Frank, this is in your neck of the woods. Recently, research at Oregon State University reported on a breakthrough regarding precursor cells. Now, these cells put the road in roadmap, if you will. According to science, the precursor cells are the base cells for growing many different aspects of human body cells. So their research was published in Scientific Reports. And some speculate that if they can master cell production, that they could grow limbs for amputees. So here is how one researcher describes the work that's underway over there at Oregon State University. Now, this is from Carissa Kawusi. She's a professor at Oregon State University College of Pharmacy. Says, we now have the ability to label cells based on expression profiling of sequence-specific transcription factors. She says we can give a molecule code to each cell to make it distinct in time and space during the progression of the cell and code any changes. We can discover niches, stem cell pockets, and use this information to fix genetic or environmentally causes of disorders. She says this leads itself to the possibility to make an entire organ in a petri dish. My goodness. Well, what we're seeing here is cell lineage taking place, because what science is about to do is script cell lineage, which is scripting or profiling RNA sequence. So what they hope to be able to do with this knowledge is learn the genes involved in the following areas of the human body: your skeletal, muscular, vascular, nervous, and immune system. Okay, so all those areas of the body, they're working on finding out how to create them. So all these areas are involved in making functional limbs as well. So they've already learned that muscle cells are three-dimensional cells. They're called PAX3+ cells. So limbs involve multiple systems and entails very complicated and intricate work. So if they're trying to rebuild limbs for amputees, it's complicated. So if lab-grown hamburger meat cost $375,000 to develop, just imagine the cost of a replacement limb of this nature. So health insurance most likely isn't going to cover it, but researcher Carissa Kowalski describes their research this way. She says, a mechanic taking apart an engine down to every last nut, bolt, and washer. So learning how to build a human by taking it apart first. Sort of like, you know, grandpa learning how to fix the toaster, taking it apart and then putting it back. Hopefully, no spare parts left over. Well, let's look at the embryogenesis program. I don't know if you've heard about this, but according to the report, cell production will be a big business. So you may want to ditch the Apple and Google stock and get a slice of the cell regeneration pie. So the embryogenesis program is about making many different types of cells in their development stage and allow it to grow into something else over time. So they hope to use this cell technology to fix broken organs that do not function well or for trauma-injured organs. They also claim that this research will one day repair organs damaged by toxic abuses like alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. Well, you know, I don't know. What struck me reading this is, you know, death is going to be dead is how I'm looking at this. That's what they're trying to get to, because where that whole research will lead is an attempt to eradicate death with all regenerating everything. So this could be, you know, science's version of the Holy Grail. And here's what the researchers are saying. They say anything that we can generate, anything that we can generate cell, let me back up, anything that can generate cell death, let me get it straight, in any part of the body, we will fix it. So anything that can destroy cells, they're saying we'll be able to reverse that and regenerate the cell. So the embryogenesis program has generated what is called adult cell types, and so currently, you know, science has been able to identify and generate four different organs from the embryo-generated cells, which we're told is the precursor to making body parts in labs. So they are on the way. And they may go beyond this because this field is really growing organs, and, you know, it's going to be including things like skin. Skin's your largest body organ. It's going to go beyond organ transplants and into an area of what is called regenerative medicine. And so much good can emerge from this field, and it could emulate the need for organ, it could eliminate the need for organ rejection medicines down the road. So with breakthroughs like this, it also opens doors to frenzied competition in the field, you know, because who will be the first to be awarded the accolades? Well, that could lead to scientists taking shortcuts and falsifying results. So we have to do it, but do it right. And they're going to have to keep, you know, on top of policy and rules and regulations and ethics if they're going to do it right. So, you know, what we're talking about here is, I guess, a body mechanic, if you will, right? Everybody needs one, right? Well, that's what I think we're going to see down the road, pitches for body mechanics, because this research is what scientists are saying will give a whole new meaning to a body mechanic. So overhauling the human chassis is what science is aiming for. So if you thought car restoration was expensive, just think of the medical bills associated with master cell regeneration. Now, personally, I'd rather keep my original equipment in good order. And how may we accomplish this? Well, as pointed out by scientists, other than genetic disorders, toxins and trauma damage organs. So toxins can come from many different forms, like bad diets and a variety of abuses. So therefore, you know, keeping a clean diet and the organs clean are going to go a long way in preventing the need for, you know, medicines, body mechanics. So you'll find organic herbal organ cleanses at Apothecary Herbs, and you'll also find immune boosters and herb formulas to help strengthen weak areas of metabolic function like cardio, prostate, pancreas, energy, hormones, and more. So I ask for their free product catalog and discover just how powerful you can be with God's medicine, his medicinal herbs, here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. Give him a call. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Get a catalog, 866-229-3663. Of course, you can order on that number as well. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless because it's put the power back in your hands, right? You're in the driver's seat, and you get to say. Absolutely, absolutely. I was talking to somebody today who was just blown away by some eye drops that were for inflammation, okay? And Bausch & Lomb makes them. I can't remember the name of the product, but Bausch & Lomb makes it, and it was to, you know, get rid of inflammation. It wasn't about an infection, but inflammation. And it was like $300 for a half ounce of this stuff. I was just like, what? And you know, of course, if you have insurance, I think you just pay $60, and they pick up the rest, I guess, but $300 for, like, not even an ounce of this stuff. All right. Let's talk about living longer. I don't know. Do you want to, Frank? Do you want to live long? I've met some people lately. They say they really don't want to. They just want to live their normal lifespan and be done. Now, scientists have longed for those answers, what could help us live longer. Of course, we've got now the Agenesis Cell Master Cell Plan here. That could be the answer for some folks. Frank says, I've already lived longer than I ever imagined I would. Ooh, Frank, you bad boy, you. How come? Did you think you were going to be a biker and get, you know, into a fight or something? I don't know. Ever thought you would ever live long? This is the longest you ever thought you would live, really? Okay. Well, we've had monks living for hundreds of years in the Himalaya Mountains, and they have some very strict lifestyles, of course, and some may say that's the key to living longer. What is the key to longevity? You know, what could add a decade or more to your life? Well, there are some things that we should check out. One area of the planet is called the Blue Zone. I don't know if you heard about this, but scientists are calling global locations where people tend to live longer, they call it the Blue Zone. So in this zone, it is not just an isolated one or two people who outlive expectancy. In these areas, there's, you know, a high percentage of people living longer lives. So one of the authors for the National Geographic Explorer, Dan Buettner, he has a book out called Blue Zones. And what he thinks is that there's a formula for extending lifespan. So he's traveled the globe, and he thinks that there is a blend of lifestyle elements that seem to change our lives forever. So I think one of the aspects was, you know, being dementia-free. So in his research, in his book, he discovered that the Aegean Islands called Ikira, where, you know, people there don't have dementia. There's no dementia there. So uncovering years of census data on the island, he learned that people there also lived an average of 8 years longer than Americans did. The people who live inland on this island seem to be more isolated. They live in a more isolated culture, and they also had a long life. And they They also make time to socialize most of the time, and they do drink wine, and they play games, and they have an easygoing nature about them. So they also are physically fit because they hike. It's kind of rugged terrain. They walk everywhere, and they hike. They fish. They eat plenty of fish, get lots of fresh air and exercise, and they often make time for a mid-afternoon nap. How does that sound, Frank? Let's implement that in America. What do you think? How would that go? Wall Street shut down. It's the nap time. Everybody gets your, you know, blankie, lay down. You know, take a break. Take a break. That's right. Let's unpack it and have a nap. So afternoon naps lowers cellular stress. Yeah, Frank says you'd like it if I took a nap. Not now. You stay on that board right there, and you monitor all those lights and gadgets and things. But anyway, naps lower cellular stress, and that could be one of the reasons why they live longer. Now, the diet is similar to the Mediterranean diet. Lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, potatoes, olive oil. They also are proficient in the use of medicinal herbs, and they control a lot of things like blood pressure and organ function through those. And they also like to use rosemary, sage, and oregano in a lot of their daily dishes. And so what are Americans doing wrong then with their diet? Well, lifestyle. What are they doing wrong with their outlook on life? You know, what are we doing wrong? We're all stressed out and uptight. Well, one thing is we watch too much national news. People get stressed out watching the news now, and I know it. All right, let's look at some common links. What Dan Breitner discovered are some common links in certain areas of the world where the people were healthier and were living longer lives, and what he found kind of sounds out like common sense, really, and puts a spotlight on the risks of modern civilization and what it's presenting to our health. So here are a few. We may not get all of them before we got to take a break, but we get them on the other side. They said on the list was activity. Americans don't move enough. And when they do, it's not as fluid as the people that are hiking and in rugged countries. People, they'll use a short 20-minute workout, and that's it. We're done. So really, movement should be kind of throughout the day if you want to live longer. So, and when the body's not healthy, it does not move smoothly as it should. Yeah, that's true. I mean, there's a World War II scientific research on when they were trying to, you know, look at spies long distance through binoculars. They would study their walk and gait, and they knew who was constipated and who wasn't based on their walking. So, yeah, fluid stride means you got good bowel movements. Oh, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Aloha, aloha, yeah.
Aloha,
yeah. Aloha, yeah.
Aloha,
yeah.
Aloha, yeah.
Aloha,
yeah.
Aloha, yeah.
Aloha, yeah.
Aloha, yeah.
Aloha,
yeah.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
If you want to, and we're talking about this blue zone thing around the planet where geographically are areas where people live longer, and we were getting to the common things that this one researcher, National Geographic explorer and author Dan Buettner found, and he said one was activity. He also observed that people who were living longer lived in walkable communities with their own gardens, and they didn't have a whole lot of modern conveniences. less stress when you don't have a lot of technology, you see. On the list, he also noticed that people with a purpose, he noticed that people who confessed that they had a purpose in life lived 7 years longer. He declared that if you know what you're passionate about and have healthy values and share your talents with others, you're going to live longer. He also noticed that lifestyle has a character to it. He says the lifestyle of people in these blue zones, they live in a way that reduces their stress and inflammation and diseases. So he noticed that people didn't have what America calls age-related diseases there. Yeah, remember I've been saying, you know, medicine says, well, as you get older, you have cataracts, arthritis, all this stuff, and it's they call it normal. It's not normal, it's common. And he's saying obviously the same thing, because in these places, these blue zones, people didn't have these age-related diseases. So he feels that diet, meditation, prayer, taking naps, exercising regularly, help these people live longer. He also reported that the kind of lifestyle really cuts way back on all these sedentary habits we have, and also cuts a lot of empty calories out of the diet, and you're going to, by at least 20%. So you're not going to be as sedentary, and you're not going to be eating the wrong things by about 20%. The other important fact is that people in these blue zones have affordable lifestyles, so they don't have credit problems. They actually don't buy on credit. They live within their means, which is novel for Americans, wouldn't it? Then he also noticed that their diet was plant-based. Those that had more plants in their diet lived longer. They were eating mostly plants, heavy on beans, green plants, whole grains, and 4 ounces of meat maybe twice a week. They didn't only ate meat about twice a week. So people in the blue zones ate 7 times more vegetables than they did meat in their diet. And when they did eat meat, it was grass-fed or it was fish, okay? He mentioned that they drink wine, and he points out that in a lot of these cultures, they responsibly consumed wine every day to improve digestion. Psalms 104 says wine makes glad the heart of men, and oil makes the face to shine, and bread strengthens a man's heart. So oil, olive oil, wine, and organic non-GMO bread, right? Now, of course, the Bible is referring to organic sources, and the grapes of the wine are not genetically modified. The grain's not. It's not all spoiled with herbicides, and you get the point. So all that stuff has omega-3 fatty acids and chlorophyll and things that make us live longer. So he also goes on to say, all his research is suggesting that 2 glasses of wine daily extends life several years. Wine most likely helps with digestion and reduces your stress. Dairy was on the list as well. He also noticed that in these cultures, they did use animal milk, but it wasn't pasteurized or homogenized, and they used mostly goat milk. And then he also noticed something else. He noticed these people were very loyal. He said it showed in these cultures, family was put first. Nurturing relationships, living in close proximity to aging parents was the blueprint of longevity. So having people that you can trust and count on extended your life by an estimated 12 years. Yeah, because you're people that you nurtured and loved, and then when you grew old, now these people are coming and nurturing and loving you. Americans aren't really doing much of that. The nursing homes are cropping up everywhere. The other thing was faith. He said he couldn't escape this other correlating factor. He noticed that in these blue zones, people had a really deep sense of belonging, and they were connected by their faith. It didn't matter if they were Christian, Jewish, Buddhist. He said he concluded that they had a very strong faith, and it added some extra 14 years to their lives, he said. And they also had friends, not the kind you have on Facebook, not the imaginary things. These were real people with a pulse. So he noticed that people in the blue zones live longer than other parts of the world, and they also had a solid network of close friends. They didn't have acquaintances or thousands of friends on Facebook. You cannot be a good friend to that many people, for one thing. So real friends are reliable, and they're essentially family. And real friends are rational, and they have a sound mind. So Butner said that this element had a direct impact, adding years to a person's life. Here is what Sally Beer, she's author of 50 Secrets of the World's Longest Living People, she says, I studied people from Okinawa, Japan, Greece, Italy, India, China. These specific people groups have 2 to 3 times the amount of people living past the age of 100 and 70% less chronic disease. Yeah. Well, your global blue zones, first up was the mountains region between France and Spain, the Andorra Mountains. Mediterranean area was second up, the Aegean Islands, and the Vilcabamba Valley in the Andes Mountains in Ecuador. Himalayas, of course, in Pakistan, and the third longest living group of people there. Jordan Mountains, mountains regions of the Black Sea in Russia, the Maku in South China, Okinawa, Japan, that was before the nuclear problems, and Singapore, San Marino Nation, state of Italy, Hong Kong, Australia, France, Canada, Switzerland, and Sweden. These were all global blue zones. And then U.S. blue zones, of course, longevity rates in certain areas of the United States where people live past 100 years of age were mostly in the Northeast and Midwest. And it is thought to be part and due to families living in close proximity to each other. Okay, so here are the blue zones in the United States: Hawaii, Minnesota, North Dakota, Connecticut, and Utah. So, and there's some culture clues that we should look at because our ancient ancestors did things a little differently. They took time to enjoy a meal and reclined on the floor or at a table. Often there were only 2 meals served, the noon and the evening meal. So the whole grains and the ancient used, you know, they included barley, flax, millet, spelt, and wheat. Meats were lamb, deer, antelope, ox, gazelle, goat, fish, quail, and chicken. Milk, curds, eggs, olive oil were also staples, along with spices and salt, mustard, garlic, coriander, cumin, and fennel. The beverage of choice was water, but wine was also served. Fruits and nuts were in abundance, like figs and almonds. So an ancient dish would have been something like a lamb stew with figs and wine. Apple salad would be served as a side dish. And for dessert, they served raisin or barley cake with tea. If lamb stew was not on the menu, maybe some fish cooked with honeycomb with whole baked onions. So the ancients knew how to cook simply for nutrition and use combinations of spice and sweet to make the meal interesting and satisfying. So we need to get back to those basics instead of just, you know, throwing something in the microwave or just popping open a can of something or the drive-thru. So this is our problem, see. Now, there are some herbs for longevity. Some research from the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine, and the University of Rome, they are looking into the health benefits of herbs. And so pushing aside the folklore that some herbs kept spirits away, researchers are finding that herbs can actually extend longevity, offer some mental clarity, and reduce inflammatory diseases. Now, one herb in particular that was used throughout the Mediterranean was rosemary. And based on some research, it could be one of the herbs to extend life past 100 years. However, it's best to include these herbs with healthy lifestyles and regular exercise. So it's real interesting that people who lived in the Mediterranean, that lifestyle shows a large majority of their population living longer lives, quite often into the hundreds, whereas in the United States, a mere 0.02% reach about 100 years. So according to this research that appeared in the Journal of Neurochemistry and Nature Reviews in Neuroscience, rosemary shows it supports brain function with its carnosic acid. So rosemary carnosic acid has a lot of antioxidants. It reduces a lot of inflammation, reduces stroke risk, and it protects your brain cells. Rosemary. And you thought it was just, you know, to put into your fish dish. Well, research now is looking into the possible benefits that it also may protect you from cancer. Well, herbs are here for the service of man. Psalms 104, verse 14. God can't lie. See there? All right, so I personally have really no doubt, you know, God created all these medicinal herbs for our benefit, and we can tap into them if we choose to. Certain herbs perform certain actions, and some herbs provide nutrition to balance and support a system, and some provide action to move substances like blood and mucus out of the system, you know, in balance and move things out. And some are designed to draw out toxicity. So learning how to use these herbs gives you a whole lot of power over your health and your longevity. So why wait for science to make a pill out of rosemary when you can already tap into that herb? So it would be like, you know, saying God you're a liar if you don't. So don't want to do that. If you want to make sure if you're getting supplements, make sure they're whole food supplements. They've not been isolated chemicals and synthesized. That's not the same thing chemistry-wise. So you got to go with God's chemistry. It's perfect already. He designed man, and he designed the plants, so he knows what goes. So why try to reinvent the wheel? Not going to happen. Now, of course, if you want to learn more about how powerful you can be with herbs, of course, they do have rosemary in the brain concentrate formula. So, yeah, excellent stuff. If you want to use ginkgo biloba, you should pair it with rosemary. Absolutely. So go to thepowerherbs.com if you want to check it out. If you don't have access to the internet, no worries. Give them a call on their toll-free number, which is toll-free in the United States and Canada, and you can request their free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the address, and that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, and the reason is they make a professional strength formula. So no heat. And they cold press, preserve God's chemistry, and that's what makes it so powerful. So check that out. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to touch on a little bit of prostate health because basically the Journal of Urology has come out with a report that flavonoids help protect the prostate. And researchers said that the Mediterranean diet does that because of all the omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants and flavonoids in their type of diet. They also don't have diabetes and heart disease and kidney disease and cancer there. So it would behoove everybody listening to adopt the Mediterranean diet. So food is your medicine, and the father of medicine has said that. And you know who that is, right? Yeah. All right. So diet really is key to our health, and we got to get back to that. So if your diet consists of majority of fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, and legumes, and fish and olive oil, you got it made pretty much. You just got it made. And make sure, you know, you're getting fish from a healthy water source and you're not using GMO fruits and vegetables or conventionally grown fruits and vegetables with a lot of glyphosate on it. Not good. Not good. Have a garden. You know, do it yourself. So getting back to this flavonoid research, scientists at Case Western Reserve University, they were testing their flavonoid theory on mice after they gave them prostate tumors. And so after 8 weeks, they had two groups, one that they gave tumors to and the other they didn't. And so then they started giving them flavonoids for a couple of weeks. And the group that got the flavonoids, they showed prevention against cancer cells, and the tumors were going away. So flavonoids showed that it reduced tumor growth, slowed it, and so flavonoids can even reverse a tumor and get rid of it. So Flavonoids. Remember that. Here's what Sanjay Gupta, Case School of Medicine Department of Urology, says. The diet rich in flavonoids that you find in fruits and vegetables shows a reduced risk of prostate cancer. Also, you know, guys with prostate cancer typically low on zinc as well. Of course, that makes sense because your immune system needs zinc, and your immune system keeps cancer in check. All right, so scientists were also deeply interested in the flavonoids research, and they wanted to try to isolate a lot of those nutrients so they can make drugs out of it. But here are some of the benefits science did find regarding flavonoids. They're antiviral, they're anti-allergenic, so if you got a lot of allergies, get some more flavonoids going. Anti-platelets, so it reduces your likelihood of blood clots. Also anti-inflammatory, anti-tumor, antioxidant. So get rid of the free radicals and oxidative stress on the system by getting those rich foods of oxidants, antioxidants in the diet. Here's what Ms. Gupta also says. Flavonoids also aid in lowering the risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, and lung cancer. We think the flavonoids act as some sort of self-destruction of the cancer cells. Yeah. Well, you're making the environment for the cancer to thrive inhospitable, so that's what that's about. All right, so dealing with your prostate problems, a lot of times when you get prostate disease, you get a lot of symptoms. Sometimes you can't; it can fool you whether it's prostate or urinary tract, kidney, bladder area. Young men's prostates typically should be the size of a walnut, but slowly grows larger with age. Some of the symptoms of an enlarged prostate would be urinary hesitancy, weak urination, urinary blockage or leakage, difficulty starting urination, as well as unsteady urine stream, exaggerated effort to start urination, frequent urination, especially at night, blood in the urine, inability to empty the bladder, and sexual problems. And enlarged prostate glands invite a cancer risk, and those symptoms may also offer pain or a burning sensation during urination, semen in the urine, back, hip, or pelvic pain, and painful ejaculations. So usually this can happen in typically men over 50. Men are more likely to abandon the recommended doctor treatments because they don't like the prostate options out there. They're scared of them, and I don't blame them because everybody that I've talked to that went that route wish they hadn't. So change the diet, get the exercise, have some really good close friends you can count on. Usually they'll count them on one hand. You know, have faith, have purpose in life, and use God's medicinal herbs in the foods. You know, make sure your diet's clean. Cleanse and nourish the system. You know, cleanse and nourish. It's what I like about it. All right, so actually the cause of a lot of disease is modern lifestyle. Here's some herbs that I like to use for the prostate. We've heard a lot about saw palmetto, but it has this anti-inflammatory property in it, and it helps with enlarged prostate. It also inhibits or reduces testosterone 5-alpha that can cause enlargement of the gland, and it's high in your zinc. It's high in magnesium, manganese, and potassium, and phosphorus. Now, another herb I like is Cleaver's herb, often used for reproductive issues, but it offers, again, anti-inflammatory action, but it soothes glands that become enlarged, and it's high in your vitamin C, chlorophyll, and flavonoids. Nettle herb is also on my list. It offers a lot of blood purifying qualities, and it helps flush the prostate, increases urine output. And this herb is high again in zinc, magnesium, chromium, calcium, and flavonoids. Juniper berries, another blood purifier, has a great action there, great for infections of the prostate. Also, it has an antiseptic disinfectant protection, as well as an anti-inflammatory benefit, increases urine output, and it's high in chromium, manganese, protein, and vitamin A. Uvarisi leaf offers kidney and prostate benefits. It tones the organs, has a lot of antiseptic qualities along with flavonoids, high in vitamin A, silicon, selenium, manganese, iron, and calcium. Also, horsetail herb offers a lot of benefits with incontinence issues or urgency issues. Again, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic action, soothes the bladder while it offers anti-tumor protection. This herb is high in chromium, iron, silicon, vitamin A, and flavonoids. So, you know, God put these nutrients in there for a reason. So, ginkgo biloba leaf is often used with reproductive organ issues. It increases circulation and has this antioxidant action. So the herb is high in chromium, niacin, phosphorus, selenium, zinc, and, again, flavonoids. Corn silk is on the list. Now, if you have an allergy to corn, you may have a little sensitivity. But corn silk, if you add it, has this diuretic action. It's used a lot of time for bladder infections, inflammation of the bladder, urinary system, prostate issues. Corn silk has a lot of antioxidants. And it also deters cancer. And the herb contains calcium, niacin, vitamin K, zinc, and flavonoids. So you know what? You know where you're going to find all of those herbs? You're going to find them in the Apothecary Herbs Prostate Kit. Yep, it's a tea and tincture combo. And so you make a tea, and you drink 5 cups of the tea a day, and you take your tincture concentrate with your tea. Now, tea cup size is about 4 ounces, so you're not drinking coffee mug size. So it's not a super gulp of tea. So this is medicinal properties. You don't need mega doses when you're doing it right. And people say, well, how often should I cleanse a prostate? Well, a good routine, maybe twice a year. It's a good routine to get into. And your prostate kit at Apothecary Herbs is enough for a 2-week cleanse. A lot of times people say, well, if I have a prostate problem, how long do I have to take herbs to heal the prostate? Well, everyone's a little different. What we are noticing is if you just have a mild to moderate issue, 1 kit, 2 weeks is about what you need. And then if you have a moderate to severe, you're probably going to need a month or 2 kits back to back. That's what we're hearing from the men folk. And then some men want to know if they should use the male hormone formula that they also see on the Apothecary Herbs website and in the catalog for the prostate issue. Well, you can use the male hormone formula if you don't have cancer that is hormone dependent, is driven by hormones. So the male hormone formula is not a hormone replacement product, but it contains plant nutrition to feed the endocrine system that manufactures hormones. So you don't want to stir that pot if you have cancer that feeds off a hormone. So that's the only cautionary there. So you can check it all out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call and get their catalog, and you'll be amazed at what you could do. 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the United States and Canada. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com for those of you that do the Internet. And you know, and from time to time, you let us know how we're doing. And we appreciate the feedback because that helps us do a better job for you. Because it's all about empowerment. It's all about being well and healthy. It's all about enjoying life. It's all about, you know, honoring God and trusting in his herbs. That's what it is. I'm out of time. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.